May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn number 666. With great and awful power, Jesus the Judge shall come to bid his foes depart and take his children home. How will the wicked quake and fear when they before him must appear? Hymn 666.
Thank you. Let's read together from the prophecy of Malachi, and reading from chapter 1. From the word of God, the prophecy of Malachi, and reading from chapter 1. The burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. I have loved you, saith the Lord, yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, saith the Lord? Yet I loved Jacob, and I hated Esau, and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. Whereas Edom saith, we are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down, and they shall call them the border of wickedness, and the people against whom the Lord hath indignation for ever. And your eyes shall see, and ye shall say, the Lord will be magnified from the border of Israel. A son honoureth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is mine honour? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts unto you, O priests, that despise my name, and ye say, wherein have we despised thy name? Ye offer polluted bread upon mine altar, and ye say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that ye say, the table of the Lord is contemptible. And if ye offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if ye offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it now unto thy governor. Will he be pleased with thee, or accept thy person? Saith the Lord of hosts. And now I pray you, beseech God, that he will be gracious unto us. This hath been by your means. Will he regard your persons? Saith the Lord of hosts. Who is there even among you that would shut the doors for naught? Neither do ye kindle fire on mine altar for naught. I have no pleasure in you, saith the Lord of hosts, neither will I accept an offering at your hand. For from the rising of the sun even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles, and in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye have profaned it, in that ye say, the table of the Lord is polluted, and the fruit thereof, even his meat, is contemptible. Ye say also, behold, what a weariness is it, and ye have snuffed at it, saith the Lord of hosts, and ye brought that which was torn, and the lame, and the sick, thus ye brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand, saith the Lord? But cursed be the deceiver, which hath in his flock a male, and voweth and sacrificeth unto the Lord a corrupt thing. For I am a great king, saith the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen. May the Lord bless that reading of his word of truth to us, and help us to seek him at the throne of grace. Lord, we come before thee this time, begging thy gracious presence with us, begging the anointing of thy Spirit to come upon each one of us, that thou wouldest be pleased, Lord, to reveal and manifest thyself to us in the riches of thy grace, to be our God, our Father, and our friend, and that we might behold thee in the greatness of thy name and through the person and the gift of thy dearly beloved Son, helping us through the Spirit to give glory to thee, to honour thee, that thou art indeed that one who hath done great things for thy people. And, O Lord, we would seek at this time that thou wouldest reveal the precious truths of thy gospel to us, that we may partake of those great things that thou hast done and wrought for sinners, even through the finished and glorious work of thy dearly beloved Son. O Lord, we can speak of nothing else, Lord, but the greatness of thy mercy to us, and that thou wouldest reveal that mercy in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we do pray, Lord, help us each this time to partake of thy gospel grace, and the precious truths contained in the gospel might be made known unto us through the Spirit, and that we may be those indeed that shall be blessed in our souls to partake of thy love, thy grace, thy mercy, thy goodness, to partake of thy gracious promises in the gospel, and, Lord, to have a little hope that lies beyond the grave, and where we have sung together in our first hymn. O Lord, we do pray that thy fear may be in our hearts and towards thee, that we may be able at this time to honour thee and to serve thee, that thou art the God of thy people, and, Lord, through thy dearly beloved Son, help us then, Lord, to seek thy face, and pray, Lord, that we may be each blessed in our souls. O Lord, thou hast been pleased to watch over us over this past week. Thou hast blessed us, Lord, with providing and supplying all our needs. Thou hast blessed us with that measure of renewed health and strength each day. All cometh from thee, Lord. May we be not neglectful or forgetful, Lord, to thank thee for the promise and the truth of thy word, that as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Oh, what a mercy, Lord, we can each be enabled to speak forth, Lord, that blessing in our souls. Thou hast brought us to this, another new day in our lives here below. But we would regard also, Lord, that it is thy day, the Lord's day. What a mercy it is to come to another Lord's day, to worship at thy feet, Lord, to be found needy before thee. And, Lord, we do pray that we may each have that need of thee at this time. Oh, that there may be a true hungering in our poor souls for thyself, Lord, a desire, Lord, a love for thy name. Oh, Lord, if we haven't got or possess these blessings, Lord, oh, that thou wouldest be pleased, Lord, to apply them to our souls, to hunger and thirst after thy righteousness, to be true seekers of thy face, and that, Lord, we may be those that come into the pews of thy house, seeking, Lord, to know thee in thy grace, to know thee, Lord, in thy great love to sinners, to know thee in and through the person of thy dearly beloved Son. All these things we want confirmed in our souls, Lord, as we journey on. Thou knowest each of thy people, Lord. Thou didst give them to Jesus in covenant before time began. Oh, we want to know, Lord, that we were one of those sealed up inside of that covenant of thy grace. We want to know, Lord, that our names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life, Lord. And it isn't, Lord, that we have any doubts and fears, Lord, but we journey on, Lord, feeling and realizing day by day our sinnership, Lord, the waywardness of our hearts, Lord, and the solemn truth of corruption lying within us, Lord, the carnality, Lord, the waywardness, Lord, these things, Lord, try indeed thy people, Lord, because in their inmost hearts, Lord, they would not offend against thee, for thou hast done so much for them, Lord, and we think of the agonies of the cross, Lord. We think, Lord, of that time and season, Lord, laying down thy life for sinners. The wrath of God in respect of the sins of thy people, all borne out upon thee, Lord. And, O Lord, thou knowest, as thou didst reveal and manifest thyself in cleansing and healing and sanctifying thy people, they would not again offend against thee. O Lord, do pardon our every sin. Subdue sin within us, Lord. Where sin abounds, we pray thy grace might much more abound, we pray thee, and that we may be brought to see again that in the house of David and in the city of Jerusalem, a fountain open for sin and for uncleanness, to there, Lord, we would resort to find its healing, cleansing balm for all our sins and iniquities. For thou art faithful and just to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. O Lord, we do pray then, appear unto us, Lord, each one. May we have a true hungering for thyself, Lord, a need in our souls for thee, for thy great salvation, Lord. May it be our one and chief concern, Lord, to be right with thee, Lord. And right, Lord, in respect of salvation and redemption through the blood of Jesus, we pray thee. O Lord, may each one of us here, Lord, then, have that real and true seeking frame of heart and mind to seek and to know for peace and pardon through the blood of the Lamb of God. We pray thee, Lord, and so do come to us, Lord. Leave us not, Lord, to journey on, Lord, neglectful, unconcerned, Lord, and overwhelmed with the many things of time and sense, Lord. The things, Lord, time and sense overtake us, Lord, and overwhelm our poor souls, neglecting, Lord, that we have a never-dying and an immortal soul that must live on forever. But, oh, where shall it live forever? Oh, Lord, we do pray. Do grant, Lord, that prayerful concern, Lord, to each one that are gathered here. We prayerfully commend them into thy hands, Lord, from the eldest to the youngest, Lord, who would seek thy face and to know their peace and pardon through thy blood. O Lord, what shall we if we gain the whole world and lose our own souls? O Lord, we do pray that we may realize then how precious our souls are, and that thou wilt appear in the riches of thy grace, change us and renew us and bring us near to thee, Lord, that we may know the blessedness of that blood that bringeth a sinner nigh unto God. We pray thee. And so be with us, Lord. We thank thee then for bringing us to this day. O Lord, we pray that thy name shall be glorified in the midst of us. We pray that thy gospel shall be preached and proclaimed forth this day, Lord, to the comfort and to the peace of Zion, Lord, and that thou wouldest be pleased, Lord, to reveal thyself to thy people, Lord, that they have indeed with thee those promises, those blessings, Lord, which thou wilt shower down from heaven towards thy people, even, Lord, thy gracious promises, that thou wilt never leave them nor forsake them, that thou wilt watch over them and keep them and preserve them and be with them in each and every path here below. Lord, we do pray that thou wilt comfort the afflicted and the tried, the tempted, that thy people, Lord, appear for them, Lord, and undertake their cause and interest. Be with them, Lord, where they are. Give them that inward and spiritual strength through the word into their souls, Lord, that they might be strengthened with all might by the Spirit in the inner man, and that there may be with them, Lord, that continuing, Lord, in thy name, against much opposition, Lord, maybe persecutions, maybe trials and difficulties here below, maybe bodily infirmities, Lord. Oh, we prayerfully commit them unto thee, Lord, that thou alone art the eternal God, to be their refuge and underneath the everlasting arms, to bear them up, to support them, Lord, and to know that they abide in the hands of the Lord Jesus, and none shall pluck them out of thy hand. Oh, do encourage, Lord, the bruised reed and smoking flaxes, we pray thee, Lord. Send help, Lord, from the sanctuary to them, Lord, and that they might be helped to continue in thy name, and that they might know that all things that come in and upon thy people are those all things that work together for good, to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. Oh, do appear unto them then, Lord, we pray thee. And we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt be pleased, Lord, to be with each that are unable to gather with us at this time, who would usually be found in their place. Be with them, Lord, we commit them into thine ever-merciful hands. Lord, be with them where they are, Lord. Be present according to thy promise with thy people, Lord. Undertake for them in all their way and path here below, and help them by faith to live upon thee, Lord, thy servant Paul. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. O Lord, we do pray, help them then to continue, keep and preserve them in thy love and fear, Lord, wheresoever they are. We do pray for thy church, thy people here that gather together week by week in thy name, Lord. Be pleased to dwell with them, Lord. May thy sacred presence be known and felt in the hearts of each of thy people, we pray thee, Lord. And we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt be pleased to confirm them in their faith, to give them further tokens of thine especial love, that there may be those blessings, O Lord, of thy promises towards them, to show to them that they are in the narrow way that leadeth unto life. O Lord, we do pray, then be with them, do hear all the prayers and the petitions that are offered up in this thy house of prayer, Lord. Lord, prayers of faith, Lord, the effectual fervent prayer of righteous men, we do pray, hear them, Lord, and be pleased to give answers of peace, we pray thee, Lord. We do pray, Lord, then for the ministry of the word in this thy house of prayer, to help each of thy sent servants to proclaim the unsearchable riches of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, may thy gospel go forth, Lord, that it holds good news of salvation for sinners, and that a salvation, Lord, that is rich and free in the person of Jesus. Oh, we do pray, Lord, then undertake for thy servants this day, each and every one. Help them to stand forth upon the walls of Zion to proclaim thine everlasting gospel. May thy word be made powerful and effectual through them in the hearts and lives of thy people, to do unto them the good that thou seest them to stand in need of at this time. Thou knowest the needs of thy people, Lord. Oh, we do pray then, come, Lord, and meet those needs in the gospel. Oh, Lord, we do pray for thy gracious help. Help thy servant, Lord, to stand forth in thy pulpit, Lord. Let thy servant decrease, let Christ alone increase, and through the pulpit, and let Christ alone be seen, Lord. Let the creature be nothing, Lord, but put the rich treasure of thy gospel grace in his earthen vessel, Lord, that the excellency and the power may be of God, not of us, Lord, and be revealed, Lord, through the Spirit, in the hearts and lives of thy people here, Lord, to do them good, to build them up, to strengthen them in their souls, we pray thee. O Lord, we do pray then, be our helper, helper both sower and reaper. We thank thee then, Lord, for our gatherings together in thy name. And we ask these mercies in and through thee, person of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, him alone. Amen.
Hymn number 1004. Lord, I am vile, conceived in sin, and born unholy and unclean, sprung from the man whose guilty form corrupts the race and taints us all. Hymn 1004.
seeking the help of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, we would seek to draw your attention to the prophecy of Malachi chapter 1, and we will read from verse 11 by way of a text. The prophecy of Malachi chapter 1, reading from verse 11 by way of a text. For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles, and in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts. This is a prophecy of Malachi. In the first verse it says, the burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. We must always remember that the burden of the word of the Lord, the word that the ministers and the prophets will speak unto God's people, it is the burden of the word of the Lord as they bear it and as they carry it. And we must consider Father, Son, and Spirit in respect of this word, a word from heaven and a word that comes with power and authority, a word that is meaningful and purposeful, and a word to take heed of and to take knowledge of, a word to look to and a word to pray over. This is the word of the Lord. And it was a word by Malachi to Israel. It is a word to us today. The burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. And it doesn't particularly mean the solemn truths that were spoken in respect of the children of Israel and their irreligiousness and the solemn truth of their offerings and their sacrifices, which was a great offence unto God, for that they were lame sacrifices. They were those sacrifices that God would not look upon. They did not point to the Lord Jesus Christ. They were not those sacrifices which were indeed typifying the Lord Jesus Christ. No, the very truth of that is much different here. And it was so with the priestly office. And if ye offer the blind for sacrifices, is it not evil? And if ye offer the lame and the sick, is it not evil? The sacrifices, dear friends, of those things offered typified the Lord Jesus Christ. And they were lambs and so forth, without blemish and without spot, to typify the Lord Jesus Christ. And it was a great offence unto God. The children of Israel had begun to apostatize and to turn their back upon the Lord their God, and to turn their back upon him that was promised that great sacrifice for the sins and the iniquities of his people. And so the solemn truth that the indignation of God was truly upon them, and they turned away from that true worship of the Lord, and henceforth from him that should come, the Messiah, the sent one. But in the midst of the solemn truth of these words of Malachi, the bearing of the burden of the Lord, we must not forget that great and precious truths regarding the dear Lord Jesus were also prophesied by Malachi, particularly many things in the third chapter. But coming to the words of our text, for from the rising of the sun even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. This is like a pure river running through all this awful and evil that had come to the children of Israel. They turned away from the Lord, and yet flowing out in the midst of this is a most gracious and precious word. I just thought of the Psalm 46 in respect of this, and where we have the truth that therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah, there is a river that make rich the streams, make glad the city of God. And in this verse here, dear friends, we have the God of all grace. It may appear in these words of our text as we read it that there may be not much here as we read it for our minds to be drawn to it. But there is much, dear friends. We must not just pass through over the word of God, dear friends, without a little study to contemplate the word of the Lord. For from the rising of the sun even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. Here in this word, dear friends, we have the riches of God's grace. It includes everything that is in the gospel, everything that his dearly beloved Son came to do for sinners. It shows to us the blessing and the prospect and the happiness and the joy of those that shall offer in his name incense, the happiness and the peace of such an one who shall offer sacrifices unto God. I thought, in singing the first two hymns, how appropriate they are and connected with this word of our text. If we are not found somewhere written in the lines of this text, dear friends, the judgment day is coming. Where do we stand in that day? As we sang that hymn, dear friend, did we fear and tremble at those things that were spoken? It only speaks, dear friends, of the bride of the Lamb of God that shall escape all those things. Only the bride, the church, and then to be brought into the solemn truth of our second hymn. There must be a witnessing of the blood, dear friends. A witnessing of the blood of Jesus that was shed for sin. And we have all these truths enclosed in this verse of our text. For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. The rising of the sun to the going down may be, as it may, rise from the east and go down in the west. Believe it is so declared, east and west, showing the grand scope the great measure and the length that the gospel will be preached. It doesn't mention north and south, dear friends. Very little in the north and the south, except we're properly fitted to go there, dear friends. There's very little habitation. But from the east to the west, for from the rising of the sun even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. In this verse then, dear friends, respecting these Gentiles, these heathen, there is a gracious promise. A gracious promise shown unto Abraham, that in thy seed shall all families of the earth be blessed. I just read that portion following that time when Abraham's faith and love to the Lord was proved in respect of the offering of Isaac. And Abraham obeyed the word of the Lord. Abraham had faith to see, because Isaac was promised as that one, indeed, by whom his seed would follow. He had faith to see that even if, yes, he brought to the death, that he was able again to raise him up to life again. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Well, here we have, dear friends, the promise of our God in respect of the Gentiles. What a gracious promise it was. And it is a spiritual seed, not the natural seed, dear friends, that should flow forth from the loins of Abraham. No. It is a spiritual seed. And this is the blessing and the mercy, that in thy seed shall all families of the earth be blessed. Even in and through Jesus, in thy seed shall all families of the earth be blessed. And we want to know, dear friends, some blessed and glorious truth in respect of that promise that was given to Abraham. Again, that it may contain our thoughts, that it may be a chief employment of our poor hearts, dear friends, to be one of this blessed and glorious seed that should be blessed. That means that they should be a people happy and in much joy and peace and pleasure in their souls. And then in the respect of the Gentiles, I thought of just one or two truths in respect of this. These Gentiles, they were heathen. They were far from God, you know. Far from God. Far from mercy. As they were born into this world, as we have sung together. But there was a gracious promise given unto the prophet Isaiah, a gospel prophet, in chapter 11, of him that should come, and in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people, to it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel. Now what a mercy it is to be brought to that truth, dear friend. I thought of another word which seemed to so apply to our thoughts in chapter 60 of the same prophecy of Isaiah. Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. In our very nature, being born into this world, dear friends, we are found here. Darkness covereth the earth. It has always covered the earth. It covers the earth today. And it can be in all false religion. Darkness is found in all false teaching and false religion. Let us take knowledge of that. It's a darkness because of all the deceit and the craft of Satan that is in it. And then this truth. It may be that in respect, dear friends, of paganism. It may be that in respect of popery. Oh, let us make no mistake, dear friends, darkness. The Lord isn't in it. There's no power of the Spirit there, dear friends. It's deceit and craft. It's all of the flesh. And this is the darkness covering the earth today. And then, of course, and gross darkness the people, or the darkness and the ignorance that is in our hearts by nature, being born into this world, conceived in sin, come forth from the womb speaking lies, an evil heart, deceitful and desperately wicked above all things. And the solemn truth, the place and the position of where we are by our very nature and birth into this world. Alien and enemies to God. There's no uncertainty in this. The gospel epistles speak well of this, dear friends, of our state by nature. And last Lord's Day at Amptill in the afternoon, I spoke from that mad Gadarene, and it said that he dwelt amongst the tombs, amongst the dead. And it typifies, I believe, where we are by nature. We're amongst the tombs, the dead. We're living, but dead, spiritually dead. Darkness and ignorant in heart and in mind. You see the wonderful truth in respect of the returning prodigal. What was the blessing? He was dead. And he's alive again. So we're dead. And he dwelt among the tombs. And dear friends, unless life spiritual and all the blessings of the gospel flow into our poor souls through Jesus and his cross, then we're dead. And we shall remain dead There is no doubt about it. And then another truth in respect of that mad Gadarene. They called him Legion. He had a host of devils in him. And he was chained with fetters, bound up in chains, wasn't he? In fetters and bound up in chains. And dear friends, he had the legion, the devils within him. And that is where we are by nature. I have to preach the gospel. I have to preach where we are. The utter ruin that we're found in by nature, dear friends. Who was it, dear friends, that was able to come to him? And it was personal. He took ship to go across the waters to come to that one man. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. That man found mercy. But I want to speak now, because the words of our text show to us clearly the gospel that will be preached. From the rising of the sun even to the going down of the same. It is preached today. And we have the truth in the word that I've just read. Arise and shine, for thy light is come. And then, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light. This is the gospel. The Son of Righteousness that shall arise with healing in his wings. This is the gospel. And this must be found in the words of our text. My name shall be great among the Gentiles. It's God's love to his people. And we read together at the beginning of our reading. Yet I loved Jacob and I hated Esau. He loved Jacob, and Jacob, as you know, was one also that was given the promise and the blessing as Abraham and Isaac, that in thy seed shall all families of the earth be blessed. And this is spiritual Israel, Jacob. And God loved him before time began. And he hated Esau. Now, dear friends, our God is pure. He is holy. He is righteous, just and good. And hatred cannot come out of him. So what does the word mean? He hated Esau. Simply, it means this: that he didn't pass by Jacob, but he passed by Esau. And we want to know this, dear friends, for ourselves. We come and sit under the truth week by week. Does the word pass thee by? Is it like Esau? Or, dear friends, is it through the Spirit, and thy heart is made attentive, and thy need becomes great? Well, this is the truth. The Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. And this is the gospel, the foundation that Jesus came to lay, whereupon the church, the spiritual church, should be raised upon. And Jesus came, and we will be brought to this truth, that yes, our God is great, because it's in the blessing and in the promise that he gave in respect of the church, that in thy seed shall all families of the earth be blessed. Here is mercy of our God. Some from lost mankind, the Jacobs, Jacob have I loved. Or is it something, dear friends, that our heart should become interested in, concerned in, prayerful about? Jesus went forth to lay this foundation of the gospel. And we will thank our God, dear friend, the greatness of his name in this pure and holy gift, its unspeakable gift of his dearly beloved Son coming into this world to save sinners. Dear friends, I cannot cease in my poor way, yes, in my poor way and imperfect way, thank him enough. His name is great, dear friends, in the person of his dearly beloved Son. And Jesus came, the Son of Righteousness, right, with healing in his wings. It's in his sufferings and his death at Calvary for the sins and the iniquities of his people. This is the healing. And dear friends, the agonies of the cross, all that he endured, suffered and passed through, the wrath of God, the justice of God for sin. Jesus came, and his love was towards every one of these Jacobs whom God loved, dear friends. He went forth, passing through those agonies upon the cross, with a love to his people. It was a love bound up in every wound and every bruise, a love bound up in every stroke that he did bear upon his back, a love in every nail that pierced through his body and every thorn that pierced through his head. Love. Jacob have I loved. And it is seen in the person of Jesus upon his cross. Is there any greater love there, dear friends, shown to a sinner than in Jesus and his cross? It was there that he willingly and lovingly laid down his life for his people, for his bride, dear friends, his church. And then we may see a little and behold a little. We cannot come into his sufferings, but he hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. The whole of the church, he hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. And in those sufferings that Jesus passed through, have you ever, through the Spirit, dear friends, been brought to behold all thy sins? I know when the Lord, the Holy Spirit, arrested my soul, dear friends, my life came up before me into my conscience. The life that I lived in sin, the wayward heart, the evil heart, the wickedness, all the craft and the devices. But all, the whole mass sins of the church, all, the sins of the church. He hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. The whole of the church. The bride of the Lamb of God. And so the sufferings that Jesus passed through to turn from us the wrath of God, the punishment for sin, the hell that was due to us, that it should pass from the sinner and borne out upon Jesus and his cross. And this is the blessing. For from the rising of the sun even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. He cried, it is finished. Now, dear friends, when the Lord cried that it is finished, the work was done. And he saw of the travail of his soul and was satisfied. Here is the God of all grace, my dear friends. Here God showed his love to his people. And he showed it was great, was that love. Because it was in and through the person of his dearly beloved Son. And you know, his dearly beloved Son was precious in his eyes. But so was the souls of his dear people. And he gave his Son to be a propitiation for the sins and the iniquities of his people, to give full satisfaction and appeasement, to satisfy divine justice, to put away the sins of the church. Now there is another blessing now, dear friends. When he cried, it is finished, the work was done, now the gospel has to be preached and proclaimed. And this is the word here. For from the rising of the sun even to the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. How is the name of our God going to be spread forth? It is through the gospel that is preached, dear friends. Jesus had laid the foundation. And that foundation now, dear friends, is the blessing. But see and behold the truth. I've set my watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Oh, this is the gospel. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Dear friends, in every generation of time, the gospel will be preached. You see, and it is through his faithful watchmen whom he has raised up. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Dear friends, it is through the preaching of the gospel. Paul preached this gospel, and the Lord sent him forth to preach this gospel unto the Gentiles, and 'tis preached today. Blessed and glorious truth, dear friends. We're sat under this gospel. Ananias questioned that Saul of Tarsus, that one that had been a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, what this man? Let us never question, dear friends, what God Almighty can do. He can change the heart, renew the will, and that is what we all want. And the Lord said unto Ananias, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. And this gospel is preached forth today. The ministers are raised up today, faithful ministers to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I just quote another word, the word that the Lord Jesus gave to his disciples when they should become apostles. He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Dear friends, this gospel is preached today. The foundation of it is laid. Jesus has laid it. His kingdom has begun. I think of hymn 168. 'Tis finished, our Emmanuel cries, the dreadful work is done. Hence shall his sovereign throne arise. His kingdom is begun. His cross, a sure foundation laid for glory and renown, when through the regions of the dead he passed to reach the crown. Dear friends, this gospel is preached today. For from the rising of the sun even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. What a mercy it is to have a concern, an interest, an inquiry, a prayer in respect of thy soul, dear friends. The most important part of thee, you see. And remembering this, our state and condition by nature, that we are born into this world, bound up by Satan, we may think, well, I don't feel these things. I don't feel so much of that awfulness of sin that is within me. Dear friends, the scriptures are quite clear. The shedding of Jesus' blood was to put away all sin and all defilement. It is through Jesus, that healing balm, the Son of Righteousness arising with healing in his wings, to be cleansed and to be healed, to be renewed, to be converted, changed, regenerated. It has to be. And it is through that believing faith in Jesus. The gospel is preached. And the gospel, dear friends, holds good news for sinners. It shows clearly and demonstrates that way in by way in which a sinner can be saved and redeemed. And what a mercy it is to have the burden of sin laid upon thy conscience. The Holy Spirit will be the teacher. And he will come to everyone. All of the outcasts of Israel, they will all be drawn to Jesus and his cross. And I, if I be lifted up above the earth, will draw all men unto me. Or is this our mercy? Is this the blessing, dear friends, that we seek for? Isn't that a mercy? I'm just thinking of a word. I believe it was Jeremiah that said in one place, and our iniquities testify against us. Has thine iniquities testified against thee? Shown thee the awfulness of thy heart and thy nature? And then Isaiah says in Isaiah 59, that glorious truth. He says, for our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. Dear friends, it is by and through the teaching of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, to be shown that solemn truth of our sin. Then that believing faith in Jesus, remembering that Jesus now King of kings and Lord of lords is exalted at the right hand of the Father to be a prince and a saviour, for to give repentance. repentance to Israel and the forgiveness of sins. This is the gospel in all the freeness and the fullness of it. And dear friends, to see a poor limping sinner come with nothing in their hands and to plead that precious blood of Jesus is a great mercy. A great mercy. There must be a witness, as it were, with the blood. I'm not saying that it will be defined in such a way. But if, dear friends, God has ever shown these everlasting love and spoke it into thy soul, then of course, if his love is there, and if thy soul has been overwhelmed with that love, it is in that love that thy sin has been put away. As I heard the testimony of one, if God has loved any poor soul with an everlasting love, he loved them before time began, and he gave them to Christ before time began. Christ came to suffer them in due time, and they will be brought in time to know that love in Jesus. And it is that love that flows through his precious sin-atoning blood. A love to sinners, dear friends. And then Jesus, he has bidden the sinner to come. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The freeness of coming. And it isn't, dear friends, by any works of our own, as some may think from that text. No. It says, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, the work has been begun. Thy poor soul brought to labour under a sense and a knowledge of thy sin. And then the freeness and the blessedness of the gospel to come unto Jesus to set thy soul free and to give thee rest. Dear friends, may this be thy chief pursuit and thy chief concern. We've read, we've sung together. I don't preach these things saying and determining that hell and so forth are those ways and means that the Lord will bring the sinner to him. But the gospel is preached today, and we're all coming to that day of judgment. There's no doubt about that. But where shall we stand in that great day? Ah, in the beloved of the Lamb of God is the mercy, isn't it? Where a full and free salvation came to my soul. It bid all my sins pardoned and forgiven. For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. I just quote one word from here, from a word from Psalm 72 in respect of this, and then we will just turn to the closing part. It says in Psalm 72 and verse 17, his name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun. Now, dear friends, this speaks of the gospel here, from the rising of the sun even to the going down of the same. The gospel will be preached day by day. But there's going to come a time when the sun shall cease to shine, you see. And this is the truth. His name shall be continued as long as the sun. His name in salvation. And this is the truth. Neither is salvation any other. There is no other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved. No other name. And then this truth. And men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Gospel, gospel, all nations, the heathen nations, the Gentile nations, the word is going forth. it is going forth today, shall be blessed in him. A happy people, as the Ethiopian eunuch went on his way rejoicing, a happy soul, a redeemed soul, a purchased soul, a soul pardoned of all its sin. Happy. And there should be no people more happy, dear friends, than those who have known the sweetness and the blessedness of peace and pardon through the blood of Jesus. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. These are those, dear friends, that have been sanctified by and through the Lamb of God. A gracious and blessed truth this is. One word that, just to bring us into the truth of this. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. These are those that have been set apart by divine grace, separated to be the children of God, brought into the blessedness of adoption. These are those now that seek holiness and godliness in their hearts and lives. These are those now how they seek to please him and to glorify him in all their way and path here below. And it is these that venture to him and worship him. And how can we come before a God who is pure and holy, and that the ground whereupon we stand is holy ground? How can we ever be accepted before God? It is through Jesus, the sweetness of his atonement, you see, sanctified through him, set apart. I thought of a precious word in Ephesians chapter 5. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savour. Oh, what an offering it was unto God the Father, a sweet-smelling savour, dear friends, an offering. He was pleased in his dearly beloved Son. It was there that all God's dear children's sins were washed away, cleansed, healed, restored. An offering that he was well pleased with. And now the church, they come before him as we do now in every place, it says, and particularly in the time of our worship and devotion to him. It's an offering, a sacrifice of worship and love and devotion in praise and in prayer to our God. And it comes in spirit and in truth. It comes, dear friends, through that fear of the Lord that is in the heart towards him. And it is that, dear friends, that he looks upon, because we come through the merits and the person of his dearly beloved Son. Oh, this is the blessing. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. We won't always feel that pureness, dear friends. We have much to mourn over and to sorrow over here below. But dear friends, this is that new man of grace, that where sin abounds, grace doth much more abound. That new man of grace is a new creature. It's a new creature, dear friends. And where we seek to serve the Lord, worship at his feet, glorify his name, give glory to him, and we come and offer our perfect offering, a pure offering, and it is accepted. It must be pure. Absolutely, it must be holy. I've mentioned it before, one thing, dear friends, that Though the church feel many impurities in and of themselves as they journey on, the effects of sin, newly contacted sins day by day, and yet they're a people, just like the publican, confessing, repenting. That was a pure and a holy sacrifice that he received from the publican, because he cried for mercy. Where is that mercy? It is through Jesus, his offering, perfect offering for the sin of his people. And you see, he was accepted of God. He went to his house justified. And this is where God is well pleased in his dearly beloved Son. He sees the perfection of Christ's offering for our sins as we come to worship him in spirit and in truth. And all our prayers and all our praises are through this blessed and glorious seed of heavenly birth that is found in us, always seeking to please God, always a desire in the soul to worship at his feet. I know that we can come sometimes, dear friends, dark and in a way and path, dear friends, of affliction and trial and burden. But we come, dear friends, in that same offering. It doesn't alter the truth. That seed of heavenly birth, dear friends, is within us. And it offers up sacrifices to God. And he is well pleased to hear and to receive through Jesus, our great intercessor. In every place incense shall be offered unto my name. Is it in thy private devotions? Every place. Not just in the means of grace here, but every place. Morning and evening sacrifices, times and seasons of seeking fellowship with the Lord, drawing near to him. But our time is gone, for my name shall be great among the heathen. It's repeated. But perhaps it's repeated, dear friends, so that you might reflect what has been spoken. It's repeated because you want to be one of these, perhaps, and with a desire to know your part and lot with God, that you are his portion forever, to reflect upon the word. Does this belong to my soul? Is it the one thing needful to thee? May the Lord bless these remarks. Amen.
Last Lord's Day were £610, for which we're very thankful. God willing, there'll be special services tomorrow when Mr. Pocock is expected to preach at 3 o'clock and 6:15, and collections taken for the Bethesda Short Stay Fund. And God willing, Mr. Ince will preach again next Lord's Day and administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. And there'll be a church meeting on Monday, the 5th of September. Let us close with hymn 317. From heaven the sinning angels fell, and wrath and darkness chained them down. But man, vile man, forsook his bliss, and mercy lifts him to a crown. Hymn 317.
grace, Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion, God the Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each one of us, now and forever. Amen.